Hey everyone, welcome to the show. Ever felt like love could be a trap? That's the intensity we're dealing with today. Diving deep into fated mates and all that sizzling paranormal romance. If you love this stuff as much as we do, hit that like button and subscribe so you don't miss out on future episodes.
Today we're looking at Unwilling Mate. It's by Darcy Rose. You can find the Amazon link in the description below. It throws us right into this world of shifters, where finding your soulmate isn't always sunshine and roses. Let's see what this book has in store for us. So you wanted a sneak peek into Unwilling Mate before you commit to a full read. Right, well, buckle up. We're talking about Thorn. He's this reclusive older shifter who's basically sworn off love after a brutal betrayal. And then he meets Abigail. She's this young human woman with a past so traumatic she hasn't spoken a word in years.
What's immediately captivating is how the author uses Abigail's inability to speak as a symbol of her powerlessness. It adds this whole other layer to the fated mate trope, and it gets even more complicated. Imagine finding out your stepfamily basically sold you into this mating bond with Thorn for a quick buck. That's exactly what happens to Abigail.
Whoa, hold on. That throws a major wrench into the whole idea of destiny, right? Can you really call it a fated bond? If one person's consent is completely absent, what does that say about choice versus destiny?
Now here's where the author gets clever. The story unfolds from both Thorn and Abigail's points of view, so you get this intimate look into their conflicting emotions.
It's like we're getting both sides of the coin. On one hand, you have Thorn grappling with his past trauma and the fear of repeating a painful experience. He's wary of getting involved with a human, especially considering what happened before.
And then there's this scene where Thorn overhears Abigail making a sound during an intimate moment. Remember, she's supposed to be mute. This scene not only gets steamy, but it reveals Thorn's sharp perception and sets the stage for the unraveling in her hidden past.
The way the author interweaves those intimate moments with the bigger mystery is really well done. It keeps you on the edge of your seat, constantly wondering what's going to happen next.
Exactly. But just when you think things are heating up, Abigail gets hit with some unsettling warnings about Thorn. Other shifters suggest he might not be who he seems, even hinting at a connection to her mother's death years ago. Talk about a plot twist.
This is where it gets really interesting, right? Suddenly, we're forced to question everything we thought we knew about Thorn. Is he a protector or a potential threat? It throws the entire dynamic of the fated mate bond into question.
And just when you think the book is about to give you some answers, damn, it ends on a cliffhanger. Abigail finds herself back with her abusive stepfamily. And Thorn is gearing up for a potentially deadly confrontation with his old pack. Plus, there's a sneak peek into the next book, focusing on Levi's story.
The author knows how to leave you wanting more. It's like a masterclass in cliffhanger endings.
Absolutely. So we've got a complex fated mate situation, layered with a missing mother, a potentially dangerous alpha, and a whole lot of unanswered questions.
It's a wild ride, that's for her. But let's back up for a second. There's this detail that keeps nagging at me. Remember the glass wolf figure on Abigail found? Her father's note hinted it was significant, a favorite of her mother's.
Okay, yeah, that was intriguing. It can't just be a random detail, right? Especially with the whole wolf shifter theme running through the book.
Exactly. It feels symbolic, almost like a hidden message. Could it be some kind of shifter artifact? Or maybe a clue to her mother's past?
My mind's going a mile a minute with theories. And speaking of suspicious characters, what about Alistair, the current alpha? He seems awfully quick to paint Thorn as the villain of the story.
There's definitely something off about him, almost like he's benefiting from the chaos and distrust swirling around Thorn. Could he be manipulating the situation to hold on to his power?
And let's not forget Levi and Weston. We know Levi's getting his own story in the next book, possibly with a fated mate of his own. But remember how he reacted while searching for the rogue shifter, that uncontrollable shift, the feeling of something overriding his will.
Chills, right? It hints at a force beyond just the usual shifter dynamics. Maybe a witch or a rival pack pulling strings from the shadows.
This is where it gets really juicy for me. If there's this external force messing with everyone's destinies, it throws the whole fated mate concept into a whole new light. It makes you question how much of our lives are truly our own choices and how much is predetermined.
That's the core tension the author is playing with, isn't it? We're drawn to the idea of destiny, of finding that one perfect match. But what happens when that destiny is manipulated or forced upon us?
Exactly. Unwilling Mate isn't just a romance. It's a thriller, a mystery, a commentary on free will versus fate. And it leaves you with this unsettling question. Would you accept a fated mate if it meant sacrificing your values or going against your gut instincts.
And that's what makes this book so powerful. It's not just escapism. It makes you think, it makes you question, and it makes you wonder how you'd navigate a world where love and destiny are intertwined, with danger and manipulation.
So the author took the classic fated mates trope and injected it with a dose of suspense and a whole lot of moral ambiguity. You're constantly questioning who to trust, what to believe, and what you would do in these characters' shoes.
What I find fascinating is how the book explores not just romantic relationships, but also the bonds of family and pack. You have Abigail caught between her blood family and the potential of a new family, with Thorn and his pack, and Thorn, facing betrayal from his former packmates, has to grapple with the complexities of loyalty and forgiveness.
And let's not forget that cliffhanger ending. Abigail is back in the clutches of her abusive stepfamily, and Thorn is preparing for a showdown that could change everything. So the author set the stage for an epic explosion in the next book.
The tension is palpable. Who will Abigail ultimately choose, Bud or Bond? And can Thorn protect her, clear his name, and reclaim his rightful place as Alpha?
I'm already dying to get my hands on the next book. D'Arcy Rose has woven a world that is both captivating and unsettling, forcing us to confront difficult questions about love, power, and the choices we make.
So for our listener, who was initially hesitant about Unwilling Mate, would you say it's worth the read?
Absolutely. If you're looking for a paranormal romance that goes beyond the typical love story, this book is a must-read. Be prepared for a wild ride, filled with mystery, suspense, and some serious emotional turmoil.
It's not just a romance, it's a deep dive into the darker side of fated mates, where love and danger are constantly intertwined. It makes you think, feel, and question everything.
Well said. Before we wrap up, I want to leave you with one final thought. Imagine living in a world where fated mates are real. Would you embrace the bond, even if it meant challenging your beliefs or facing unforeseen dangers? Or would you resist, even if it meant potentially losing the one person destined for you?
That's a powerful question to ponder. Maybe exploring this fictional world can help us navigate the complexities of our own relationships and the choices we make in the name of love.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Unwilling Mate. We'd love to hear your thoughts. What resonated with you the most? Share your favorite moments and theories in the comments below. And don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives into the world of books and beyond. Until next time, happy reading.